This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces have rescued two hostages in a dramatic Gaza raid that killed well over 60 Palestinians, including women and children, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli airstrikes pummel the southern Gaza city of Rafah as they assist Israeli soldiers in extracting two hostages from a nearby apartment. Dozens of Palestinians were killed in the operation. The two hostages, who are of both Israeli and Argentinian nationality, were airlifted back to Israel. IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari said,
Fernando Marman and Luis Har are now home in Israel.
Meanwhile, in Rafah, Palestinians mourned the dozens of loved ones lost from the strikes. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. State Department on Monday said it's not Washington's assessment that Israeli airstrikes in Rafah are the launch of a full-scale offensive in the area where people have been sheltering with the rest of the enclave in ruins and nowhere left to run.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people by some estimates who are in Rafah today.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. Authorities say Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired missiles at a ship bound for a port in Iran, causing minor damage but no injuries to its crew. The attack on the Marshall Islands flagged Greek-operated bulk carrier shows just how widely the Houthis now target ships. If the ship had been heading from Brazil to Iran, the main backer of an armor of the Houthis in Yemen's years-long war, the Houthis said they targeted the ship with multiple missiles. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups.